All right, J-Dog, we have a great author and a guest coming on, and you actually, I want you to be part of this because it's on some good stuff. Introduce our guest, J-Dog, because I have something else open on tomorrow. I'm getting a note from Governor Sununu's office about being there tomorrow for our Veterans Town Hall.
Christy Nelson, and as you know, Thanksgiving is coming up, and we've got a lot to be thankful for. And the book is called Wake Up Grateful, The Transformative Practice of Taking Nothing for Granted. And Christy Nelson was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Her entire perspective changed after that. In Wake Up Grateful, Nelson describes how this wake-up call about the brevity of life helped her reframe her existence as a gift full of welcome surprises and love, teaching readers how to similarly transform their mindset and daily practice of living. And she's joining us from Western Massachusetts. That's where she lives. So,
hey, Christy.
Good morning.
Christy, thanks for being with us, because the timing of this, I just have a lot going on here and something else breaking, but is profound because we are going into Thanksgiving. I'm just going to say this, and I want you to tell us about the book and your own story. And thanks for being on. Please tell us how we can get it beyond Amazon or with Amazon. We go our network of stations up into Portland, Maine, the Pulse of an Age nationally. But, Christy, timing is good because just the other day I was talking to a good friend. We have a very good friend of ours who's battling near the end of the fight. They told him 3 weeks. He's gone 2 years with stage 4. Pancreatic and liver. But I also, we hosted a radiothon last week for 2 days for hunger, and for 26 area charities and food pantries in our region, caring and sharing. And I was reminded from some of the people that volunteer, and they said something that you, J-Dog, just said in your book intro. You know, your life can change in a second. You may think you have everything. You may think you got plenty of food in the fridge and good health, and it can change in a second. And sometimes the trick in life sometimes is when you are feeling well, when you can count your blessings, count them. Don't take them for granted. I don't know if I'm right or wrong in that, but I'm getting to realize that more and more.
You got it.
Take it away.
Oh, my gosh. You got it 100%.
But it's hard because sometimes when we feel well and the ball's rolling right, we don't count our blessings, but you know, you get the flu or throw your back out, or worse, you get a bad x-ray. We need to count our blessings. Take it away, Christy. Tell us about you, your story, and the book.
Wow. Well, you should write your own book because you've got this figured out. This is really beautiful what you're saying. And it's true. I think that we tend to not notice the things that are working in our lives and the things that are serving us and all the ways in which our bodies are working and our lives are working. And then when something breaks down, it gets all our attention. And so that's partly what cancer taught me in my early 30s. And it was a very advanced diagnosis. It took a long time to get me to that diagnosis, actually. And by the time they did, it was stage 4. And then I had to go through 9 months of treatment. And basically, the word was, you know, you might have 3 years to live and you're going to get a recurrence, and that recurrence will be terminal. So that was what I lived with for a period of time, and that was 30 years ago, just to say, 30 years ago this week. So taking it away would mean for me that I basically learned so much in that period of both thinking I was going to die and being able to just treasure every single moment that I had, and then I kept living. And so I realized, too, that then I succumbed to losing perspective, which people do. We all do, I think. And so then I had to figure out, how do I keep perspective about what a gift it is to be alive, how much I have to be grateful for, when the world is operating at odds with that? Like, it feels like the world wants me to be wanting more all the time and not to feel like anything is enough. And so I tried to write a book that would help people know exactly, like, what are the practices that we can use every single day? What are the perspective prompts? What are the questions we can ask ourselves? What are the things we can remind ourselves that help us get back to an experience of appreciation for what is ours to appreciate?
The book name again?
Wake Up Grateful, The Transformative Practice of Taking Nothing for Granted.
Wake Up Grateful, The Transformative Practice, Taking Nothing for Granted. I want to ask you one thing, because you talk about some tips and you know, how we can do this. This is one thing that I wrestle with, as I said at the beginning. How do we, and I mean this sincerely, how do all of us really practice this? Because it is so easy to get self-absorbed and distracted in our life today, easier than ever before because of all the distractions. You know, if someone sends you a text message or an email, if you don't respond in a minute, they're offended. Everything's fast. How do we slow this down?
Yep.
How do you, what did you learn? What do you tell people in your book? How do we slow it down and more routinely count the simplest of blessings that all too often too many of us, including me, take for granted? How do we do it?
You're so right on. I mean, it is the big question, which is, I think I call it a moment-to-moment practice, because moment-to-moment, the world's out there trying to tell you is not enough, and there's you're not fast enough, and blah, blah, blah. So I think partly it's about us really choosing to embody it, to say, this is so important to me, to treasure my life. I don't want to miss a day. And I remind myself every day that there are so many people who would give anything for this day. Absolutely anything for the day that I have, that I've woken up, who would give anything for the blessings I have. There's a beautiful quote that I say all the time, and that is by a guy, Marlon Rico Lee, and what he says is, be grateful for the things and people in your life. Everything you take for granted, someone is praying for. Someone somewhere is longing for. Everything. Every single thing we take for granted. So when you wake up and you're comfortable and you're in a bed, can you be grateful that when your lungs are working? So it's about a mindset of paying attention, learning to really pay attention to what is working when we're conditioned to only notice what's not working and what we want more of. And so it's taking an inventory on a daily basis, on a moment-to-moment basis, of how much we have to be thankful for. And going into Thanksgiving season, nothing could be more important. It's not just having a big feast and right. people around the table. It's that we're so lucky for so many reasons every single day.
I'll tell you. And are you able to, especially what you've gone through, and maybe you can share that a little more, where you were in life and all that, but are you able to keep that? Or is it fleeting and does it come and go? Are you able to live with that attitude, you know, beyond Thanksgiving? Are you personally, are you able to remember?
Yeah.
Because one thing about pain, you and I haven't met, but our listeners, I think you can only have a successful show if you're honest about who you are. A lot of our listeners know I just had a curveball when I was young. I lost my dad at a young age. You know, I call him the young Marine. It just happened. And, you know, I didn't really talk about it for 7 years. I just kind of went up and went to hockey practice. And I realized as I get older, you know, what that was all about in terms of the hole in your life and how to live with it positively. But other times when I've had, whether a surgery or you hurt yourself in sport or you throw a disc out, I've learned something about pain. Pain hurts, but if you're lucky, pain can come and go. But when you have it, like just say you herniate a disc in your neck or your back, or you blow a leg, or, you know, you just get hurt. You're sciatica. The pain is constant, and you do anything, including stick a knife in your leg to get rid of the pain. Then all of a sudden, if you're lucky and it goes away, we forget the pain. And that's kind of a natural way to survive.
Right.
But how do we sometimes, in good health, remember the pain?
Oh, I think this is such an important question. And, you know, I had unbelievable pain because when lymphoma metastasizes to your spine, I don't know quite how to describe the pain I had in my bones. It was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea such pain was possible to endure. And I think one of the things that's so important is to say, when we're not in pain, then if you're not in pain, if there's the moments that you're not in pain, it's to notice those. It's to really occupy those. And any parts of your body that aren't in pain, to notice those and to affirm and be appreciative of those. I mean, it's not toxic positivity. We're not talking about like making awful things good. It's about the fact that we do better in life when, if we're holding difficulty, we also can notice what's beautiful. We can feel the love that's coming towards us. We can be grateful for what works in our lives. Always both are true. There's always going to be hardship and there's always going to be, you know, beauty and miracles. And so partly it's about training the mind to know how to hold all of it at once. And to remember to look for, to notice how much is extraordinary in life and to let those things in because they're so good for us physically, emotionally, mentally, in every single way. It's going to help us in every way that we can. So that's what I would say. You know, I'm so sorry you lost your dad, and this pain of loss is so extraordinary. And it also, there's so many people who have lost it. I found, because my mom died while I was writing the book at a pretty young age, that it is a connection to other people. There's so much grief and loss, and inside there, so much to be grateful for the love that we had, and that we cherish something that we no longer have. Can we hold our hearts open to that instead of closing them down?
Yeah, It's sad, but I also have a theory, and we haven't met, and I want you to, again, plug your book, and don't be ashamed, because it's going to help a lot of people. We want them to buy it. Mm-hmm. But I also think I have a theory that sometimes the worst things aren't the worst, and over time you realize, as hard as it was, maybe some good came from it. But the other thing is, I think every one of us, I don't care if you, Elon Musk, I mean, it's not the zeros in your bank account. Every one of us will have a struggle. Every one of us, every family will have a curveball. And you're going to have to deal with that. It's part of living. And when you get knocked down, I've always said to my kids, you got to get up. And so I think sometimes it's just sort of when the clouds come. You never know. It could be when you're older, could be when you're younger, could be in the middle. So once again, I loved having you on. Best of luck to you. Happy Thanksgiving and holidays. I want the book again and the name of the book and where to get it.
Wake Up Grateful, The Transformative Practice of Taking Nothing for Granted. You can get it on my website, which is kristinelson.net, kristinelson.net, or you can get it anywhere online or at any fabulous bookstore. Okay. So thanks for having me on. Christy, I appreciate it so much.
Thanks. I'm glad you're doing well. Thank you.